From VOA, Learning English, this is the Technology Report. For hundreds of years, Africans have preserved their history through storytelling. But some Africans worry that oral traditions will be lost to internet connections and social media. This has led one Nigerian woman to create a mobile phone application, or app, as a way to preserve African folk stories. Elizabeth Kapurin is a businesswoman and fashion designer. She calls her mobile app AfroTales. The AfroTales app tells children's stories that teach moral lessons. Ms. Kapurin says she wanted to create the app to preserve some of the stories told to her when she was a child in Nigeria.
Sometimes you can't teach a child something by just telling the child, don't do this, don't do this. It, in fact, it gave me context. In a story, somebody stole something and then something bad happened to that person. Alternatively, somebody else did something good and the person ended up really happy or really rich.
Hello, children. My name is Liz and I would like to tell you a story about a tortoise, an elephant, and a hippopotamus.
The voice of Aunt Liz narrates the story, while a full-screen animation appears. An arrow signals when it is time to move on. There are also quizzes on object recognition and counting throughout.
Can you point at Mr. Elephant? No, try again. Good! Find the rope. Try again.
Kapurin spoke to her older relatives to help collect stories for the application. The stories come from an ethnic group of about 4 million people called the Tiv, who live in southeast Nigeria and northwest Cameroon. Ms. Kapurin says she wants to include folktales from other parts of Nigeria in local languages in those areas.
I want to keep it centered around folk stories. I don't want popular stories like, let's say, the ones that Walt Disney has made really, really popular. I think it's only fair and respectful that we keep certain cultures alive because most of these folk stories are part of the tapestry that keeps cultures together.
Kapurin writes and reads the stories. Her business partner and husband, Adamebi Elomina Eremi, does the animation. AfroTales is available for Android users and can be downloaded for free in the Google Play Store. So far, AfroTales has more than 50,000 users. Funding for the app has been a major challenge. Ms. Kapurin hopes to use a crowdfunding campaign to help fund the next version of AfroTales to be released this year. Ms. Kapurin says technology does not have to destroy or replace traditions. She says her goal is to combine both new technology and old traditions to keep African culture alive.
Africa is our home. I think we are so in a rush to become Western that we're forgetting things that are really, really important, things that should be part of who we are. And I don't think that's right.
I'm Jonathan Evans.